KRNR Judges Report August 5th, recorded August 4th, 2021. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judges Report. This report is brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 100.5 on your radio dial. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday, and is available for listening at any time at your convenience through the Goldthwaite Eagle website or the Mills County website. Let me start by passing on a message from State Senator Dawn Buckingham. Her announced public meeting this Friday at the MC Bank Community Center has been canceled due to a call special session which requires her to be in Austin. I was called with this information midday today and volunteered to help get the word out. I am assured that this visit to Goldthwaite will be rescheduled, but nothing is said at present. Commissioner's Court met this last Monday, August 2nd. The meeting included an overview of the proposed county budget, which was filed with the county clerk the previous Friday and is posted on the county website in the section appropriately called Financial Transparency. The posted information includes an estimated tax rate, which is very preliminary at this point as the budget is still preliminary, but is approximately 2 cents less than last year. The posted material includes the schedule of elected officials' proposed salaries and other payments, which was also published in last week's Eagle. Also included in the package is a schedule of the county's indebtedness, which at this point is limited to a single item. The voter-approved jail bonds issued in 2015, which will have an unpaid principal balance of $6,325,000 at September 30 of this year. Numbers are not easily conveyed by radio. If you are into the numbers, over 40 glorious pages of them are posted on the county website under Financial Transparency. And a summary presentation, which I delivered to the Commissioner's Court on August 7th, is available on the county's YouTube channel. A link to that is under the Commissioner's Court section of the county website. To hit the highlights, the budget focuses on improving county infrastructure, primarily roads. This is a no new taxes budget. We are spending grants and revenue versus passing the costs through to the taxpayers. You could say that the reserves we are spending are really tax dollars the county took from you in the past, along with grant money, and are now finally putting it to use. The money has been sitting in bank and investment accounts, earning interest, but recently that rounds to almost nothing. The county is not adding positions in this budget or increasing employee benefits. However, we are budgeting to spend some overtime money in the precincts to be sure to accomplish the road improvements which we are budgeting. If you don't see improvement in the county infrastructure this next year, it's not because the money wasn't available. The budget also restores funding for various community organizations, like museums, libraries, the Predator Association, and so forth. Funding is restored to the pre-COVID levels. Last year, I asked these and similar organizations to take a cut in funding in anticipation of the unknown impact of the then-developing pandemic. It's not like that's behind us, but we now have vaccines and we have learned to adapt and live with a communicable disease. The level of uncertainty has certainly decreased. There are small amounts of contingency funds in the budget, but overall it's less than 2%. What is not budgeted is changes to the EMS dispatch strategy, the 1888 jail, or Christmas light replacements, as there have been no specific plans or numbers put forward at the time the budget was filed. In August, there will be a series of discussions in Commissioner's Court, the first of which will be August 9th, focusing on road expenses and improvements. Law enforcement and jail operations will be tackled in the next meeting, and then courthouse departments after that. As advertised in the December 4th Eagle, we will hold a public hearing on the budget Monday, August 23rd. The proposed budget is expected to evolve through the month. My goal is to have a final budget and tax rate approved by the end of August. The August 9th Commissioner's Court has several items of interest on the agenda besides the budget. We will consider the potential need for a burn ban. It's just that time of year, although we have been fortunate to have ongoing moisture and cool weather, but this is something we are looking at every week as the summer progresses. We are much further into the summer than usual for this decision. The final plat of Indian Springs subdivision between Pretty and Caradan is again on the agenda as the developer is attempting to make an end run around the requirement for completion of improvements prior to recording of the final plat. The outcome will likely be determined by statutes and lawyer versus judgment. The appraisal district is back on the agenda following their board's decision Tuesday in a special meeting to reassign the appointment of the board member from the Star area to Goldthwaite Consolidated School District in lieu of Mills County. While this continues to provide representation to the taxpayers in the Star community, the underlying issue may be the district's aversion to the county's asking for fiscal discipline and cost-benefit approach to the operation of the district versus a far less involved approach from the various school districts. This is Ed Smith, Mills County Judge, thanking you for your interest in county government. Tune in every Thursday at 11:45 a.m. or 5:15 p.m. for the weekly report.